Ye shall receive power. May 19. Making lasting impressions through the canvasser. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth. Humble, fervent prayer would do more in behalf of the circulation of our books than all the expensive pictures in the world. If the workers will turn their attention to that which is true and living and real, if they will pray for, believe for, and trust in the Holy Spirit, it will be poured upon them in strong heavenly currents, and right and lasting impressions will be made upon the human heart. Then pray and work and pray, and the Lord will work with you. Every canvasser has positive and constant need of the angelic ministration, for he has an important work to do, a work that he cannot do in his own strength. Those who are born again, who are willing to be guided by the Holy Spirit, doing in Christ's way that which they can do, those who will work as if they could see the heavenly universe watching them, will be accompanied and instructed by holy angels, who will go before them to the dwellings of the people, preparing the way for them. When men realize the times in which they are living, they will work as in the sight of heaven. The canvasser will handle these books that bring light and strength to the soul. He will drink in the spirit of these books and put his whole soul into the work of presenting them to the people. His strength, his courage, his success will depend upon how fully the truth presented in the books is woven into his own experience and developed in his character. When his own life is thus molded, he can go forward representing to others the sacred truth he is handling in the books for which he is finding a place in homes. Imbued with the Spirit of God, he will gain a deep, rich experience, and heavenly angels will give him success in the work.